Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is naming things, or specifically, naming teams. You might have heard the saying before that there are only two things that are hard in computer science, and that is caching and naming things. Today, I don't want to be talking about caching, but I do want to talk about the importance of naming things correctly. In general, I tend to use the term of refactoring quite a bit when I'm talking about managing R&D organization. Why? Because I think that most of us coming from a very techy, coding-based background tend to think in these sort of mechanisms. Refactoring, organizing, changing things up, and it helps us view things. Now, specifically, I want to talk about a refactoring that when it comes to code, I love quite a bit, but when it comes to organizations, people tend to not use it with the same amount of caution, and that is rename. You know the refactoring rename method, rename variable. I'm talking about rename team, or when you're creating a team, naming it in the first place. There is something that is sometimes hard to grasp, and that is when a person says word X, the other person might hear the same word, but interpret it completely differently. And this is a gap that I see again and again when we're talking about teams and roles, because every time we have a mismatch between what someone is thinking and the other person means that we're going to have issues down the road because people might not be aligned about what they need to be doing, because we can have people who, for example, find out 3 months later that the team they have joined is not the team that they wanted to join, that sort of stuff. And I believe that we need to be naming teams correctly in order to reduce a whole sort of problems that might occur otherwise. So when we're thinking about names for teams or groups, what should we consider? Well, when you have a department or a team, and you name it after a specific component, you name it after a specific technology, what you get is a team that is essentially siloed because the team itself and people around it tend to just consider that specific thing as the only thing that the team needs to take care of. Names that rob the team of the ability to be end-to-end, to do things completely from A to Z, mean that the team is unlikely to have as high of an impact as it should have. For example, I've worked with many companies that have a front-end team, a mobile team, an authorization team, security team, DevOps team, whatever. And what do you know? Pretty much every single team like this can do and should do some tasks that are overlapping, that are not purely authorization, or that are not authorization at all, but can help the team itself and consist of knowledge that the team has. Now, we've been talking as an industry about this shift towards end-to-end teams, cross-functional teams, and this, of course, seems to echo the same concept. If you name a team after a specific functional part, that team cannot be cross-functional. I hope that this is easy to comprehend, but it doesn't end there. We also need to consider, what does this mean about the future viability of a team? For example, I've seen companies that try and name teams and task forces after objectives that the company has, and that is very cross-functional, but because we're talking about a business need, we're not talking about a specific tool. We're not going to call them the front-end team or the iOS team. But in a company that objectives are not long-lived enough, you might end up having a team using an obsolete name within a quarter or two, or renaming teams again and again and again. And I find that while code is perfectly fine with having a rename refactor happening to it daily, that is not the same for people. People tend to get some sort of a group identity around their teams. And if you change the names, it seems to chip away at their confidence. and at their feeling of being part of a bigger thing. Therefore, I always say let's try and find a name that doesn't silo the team too much and that is viable for a long term of at least a year. Some companies end up having just, you know, nonsense names, and actually those might work okay if you're not in a big enterprise. So you might be using names of characters from movies and from books, and teams would know that, hey, we can call Frodo to help us with that. Or that's actually something that Gandalf has done lately. But these tend to not work as well when we're talking about bigger enterprises, because sometimes we need something, you know, that's Googleable, that we can search for when we're not sure which team we need to be talking about. Because who's going to remember that Galadriel is the right team to talk about Service X having issues? Because, you know, the name doesn't really mean anything. But what I want you to consider is the fact that you need to be renaming things if the names are obsolete, but you should be trying to find names that are viable for at least 12 months and that don't silo the team so that the team itself can take on responsibility and do things that they want to do. And also, so the name isn't used as a weapon against the team from others in the organization. So you cannot come to them and tell them, hey, 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 you're the iOS team. Don't touch my backend, that sort of stuff. And with that, you'll get the benefit of having good names that make expectation setting easier, because even if the name doesn't mean anything, it means that people will have to discuss the actual goal or objective of a team in depth. And therefore, we cannot just wave our hands and say authorization. We will actually have to define what this team is going to be doing, and then, for example, new hires, potential hires, people who move within your organization will have a better understanding of what the team actually does. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. As always, if you haven't yet subscribed to my newsletter, please do. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. I share their exclusive insights that I don't share anywhere else, and it's one email a week. That's it. Thank you, and talk soon.